Well, welcome back, members of the public gallery and staff, and sorry for keeping out of the meeting for so long. There was a fair bit of debate that was occurring, so I can give you a bit of an update as far as the matters that were considered behind closed doors. So under 15.1, the rates write-off for the charitable exemption, officer recommendation was the approval of the rates exemption based on the property being used for charitable purposes, with the amount being in that officer recommendation. Council debated that particular item. The decision that was made in relation to that was the officer recommendation was actually defeated for that particular item. So that was myself and Councillor Keast and Councillor Williams who voted against that officer recommendation. Councillor Simmons, Councillor Marilia and Councillor Ball voted for that recommendation. As that was a tied vote, it was a 3-3 split, and as a simple majority voting requirement, I had the right to cast a casting vote, and I elected to cast my casting vote in the negative, which meant that the motion was defeated. So that's the update for item 15.2, item 15.1. Item 15.2 was the extension of the Chief Executive Officer contract. The original officer recommendation was for the role of the Acting Chief Executive Officer to be extended to the 31st of December 2026, or until such time as the new contract of employment commences. There was an amendment proposed to that officer recommendation, which sought to shorten the amount of time that the acting CEO contract would be extended for. The amendment sought to only extend the contract until the 30th of September. So that amendment was proposed by Councillor Marilia. There was debate and discussion around that amendment, and that amendment was supported 4-2 in the affirmative. So effectively, it was Councillor Keast and myself, Councillor Wilcox, in opposition to that amendment, and then Councillor Williams, Councillor Simmons, Councillor Marilia, and Councillor Ball, who supported that recommendation. So as that amendment was supported, that then became the substantive motion for consideration by Council, and when that substantive motion was debated again, the vote was a unanimous vote, 6-0, that it be supported, that the acting Chief Executive Officer position, contract be extended until the 30th of September 2026. So that is the outcome of the items behind closed doors. Not sure if I've missed anything, Councillor Keast?
We did put item 14 behind closed doors too, so if you could just, for the record, I think that one would be helpful.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Keast. So yes, as a result of the motion to change the order of the agenda that was supported earlier in the meeting, we then considered item 14.1 as urgent items introduced by business of meeting behind closed doors as well, but there were no elected members that indicated they had any urgent business they wished to bring to the meeting. So at that point, there was a motion brought to open council back to the public session, and here we are now. So that's essentially an outline of where we've been for the last little bit of time. I'm not sure of any further advice that I should be providing there, Exec Manager Governance, or is that a reasonable summary of what occurred?
No, I think that's a reasonable summary. Thank you.
Not a problem. So then we just return to the order of business for the public agenda for the ordinary council meeting. The next item on the court... order of business was item 14.2, or now 15.2, based on the change of the order, and that was new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meetings from council officers. Just like to ask if there's any council officers that wish to raise any urgent items. Nope. So nothing to consider there. Then we move to item 16, which is the closure of meetings. So I would like to declare the ordinary council meeting of the 25th of August 2026 officially closed as of 9:38 p.m. Thanks everybody for your attendance, and thanks for everyone in the public gallery for sticking around until the end.